Leading the news this morning, Egypt's army has ousted the country's president and appointed an interim administration. The country's constitution has been suspended and new elections will be held within 12 months. The news was greeted by wild scenes of jubilation in Tahrir Square. President Mohamed Morsi says the army's intervention is nothing short of a coup. Kevin Rudd heads to Indonesia today and asylum seeker boats are at the top of his agenda when he meets the country's president. The Prime Minister and his new immigration minister, Tony Burke, have admitted that Labor was too slow to react to an increase in boat arrivals. A diplomatic row has erupted after Bolivia's presidential jet was forced to land in Austria after a tip-off that Edward Snowden was on board. Bolivia's president was returning from a visit to Moscow. Bolivia has called the incident an act of aggression. A search revealed that the fugitive intelligence worker was not on the plane. The graves of three of Nelson Mandela's children have been exhumed after a bitter court dispute between members of his family. A South African judge has ordered Mr. Mandela's grandson, Mandla, to return the remains to a family graveyard. Now, Mandla allegedly removed the remains without the family's consent. A Turkish court has cancelled the controversial redevelopment of a park near Taksim Square in Istanbul. The plan triggered nationwide anti-government protests. Several people died and thousands were injured in the ensuing violence.